Maybe somebody or a number of people should take up your suggestion of athletes being attached to coaches, maybe rather than clubs.
Well, you know, I threw that out last week, you know, and you wouldn't be surprised at the variance of the opinions. You know, people being smart asked about it and trying to be funny about it. I was in Rathmullen at a 5K on Friday night, and some people thought, well, what was that all about, Patsy? And I didn't react. I just said, all right, okay, and I just walked on, because I think that's the answer. I think that we need to use the expertise we have in the county. And there's absolutely, absolutely no reason why athletes from various clubs can't go and work with a coach. But really, 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 the leadership needs to come from the county board, and they have shown absolutely no leadership in terms of doing anything innovative of that nature. And I would call on them, and I would call them out and say, listen, you need to get your act together here. There are athletes that are really talented, and they're in clubs where the expertise doesn't exist, and the county board need to lead this. That doesn't need to be led by Patsy McGonigal or anybody else. It needs to be led by the county board, and they need to show leadership if we're to develop some of the talented athletes that don't have coaching expertise in their clubs, and link them with the agreement of everybody with the coaches that are able to produce. So, look, we're lucky that we have these coaches, and we need to take advantage of it. So that's, I'm glad you asked me that question, Miles, because some people were very dismissive of me when I said that last week, and I just wanted to bounce back on it.
Is there any chance, Patsy, that maybe with your past history in looking after a club, that they find it difficult, and maybe they're wondering, well, is Patsy serious about this, or is he just throwing it out there to see what happens? Or
I know what you're saying, Miles, and I take your point, but I would make the point that that Patsy has seen a lot in his time.
Yes.
and that he's
mellowing a little.
I wouldn't use that. I would just say that he's educated himself, and he sees within his own group, and he sees within the county, and he's making the point. And whether it's Patsy McGonigal makes the point, Patsy McGonigal's making the point, but the county board need to take the lead. And Patsy McGonigal doesn't even need to be involved. So basically, you know, that's it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, forget about Patsy McGonigal. People form opinions about me all my life, so that doesn't really bother me, Miles. But people need to take initiative here on this one. And if they don't, they don't. But we're no further back. But if you want to keep moving stuff on, you know.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, and I would accept it. And perhaps maybe the county board will take it on board and go with it. And it'd be to the benefit of all the individuals, the clubs, and sport and athletics in Donegal in general.
Aye, and it also has to be, you know, property based. It just can't be a silly chin session on a Sunday afternoon. It needs to be property based, and the numbers would be small in each of the disciplines that you could work with in a meaningful way. And you know, they need to work with five or six athletes in a meaningful way, and just work with them and connect. You know, maybe they meet, you know, say you put a drone group together and they meet every couple of weeks just for a bit of a day, you know. And we get, look, it's a lonely old winter for people and track and field, and you know, if they get the encouragement of meeting like-minded people who want to improve and at a venue, and they get a cup of tea and go home, you know, sure, all the team people are doing it, everybody's doing it, and the other sports, so why not in athletics?
The chemistry within that group would be such that the momentum would drive the whole thing on.
Aye, of course it would, and but they need to think it through. They wouldn't just need to throw it out there. They need to think it through properly and base it properly, and you know, be really structured about it. And as I say, don't have some silly training session on a Sunday evening or a Saturday evening, and everybody thinks they trained. And I've watched these kind of sessions before, and it's a waste of time. So basically, it needs to be seriously structured, and you know, they can request the coaches to see would they be involved or not, and see what happens. But that's county board matter, really.
Yeah. Okay, Patsy, is that that's a good day's athletics, and especially with a silver medal coming to the county from World Under 20 Championships.
Yeah, and just a final kind of I'm organising a bus tomorrow to the airport. So if anybody wants to private message me to jump on board the bus, we're leaving at 1 o'clock from Finn Valley just to welcome the scared back, because the opportunity of people coming back with World Championship medals may not be plentiful. You know, you just have to market particularly. So anybody who wants to jump on board that bus, they're very welcome.